Good to have you with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker. By the way, before we get to Jeremy Rutherford, we should point out that native St. Louisans Jason Tatum and Bradley Beal have combined to pledge $250,000 to the St. Louis area to help provide meals through the through Feeding In-Game America, the St. Louis Food Bank, and the Great Boston Food Bank. They're helping out Washington, they're helping out St. Louis, they're helping out Boston, the three cities that those two players are either from or play for. So congratulations to Beal and Tatum. They are going to match $250,000 in the Boston area and the St. Louis area and Washington, D.C. So pretty cool on those guys' part.
Very good.
Let's head to our Brown and Crouppen celebrity line and the belated birthday boy, Jeremy Rutherford, joining us here on 101 ESPN. JR, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
How'd you spend your birthday yesterday?
You know what? It was great. Funny story here is we can't make it to church a lot because of the hockey season. Sometimes you're traveling. But during times like this, you kind of miss being able to go up to church. So when I woke up this morning, guys, yesterday morning rather, and I came down the stairs, I walked into the kitchen, and my family had the living room set up like church with the sermon on TV, equipped with flowers and candles and communion wine. So, you know, I chugged a little more wine yesterday than I normally do, but that was a good birthday. Thanks.
That is cool, man. And happy birthday, JR. And before we get into the hockey aspect of it, from a life aspect, has it been, I know it has for me at the very least, been a little bit of a reset. We were talking about it earlier, but I put a picture out there. We were doing s'mores in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, just kind of hanging out with the family. There was a lot more time to do stuff, and you kind of realize, I mean, if you can put away the other crazy stuff going on in the world, that every once in a while it's kind of nice to be able to sit back and relax.
BT, it really is. And, you know, we have some friends that are all video recording trick shots at their house. And, if you know, it's a fun thing if people out there would like to enjoy something like that. So, for example, we've got a friend who's shooting a basketball with his hockey stick, and he makes a bank shot. And so yesterday my son Eli and I were filming a trick shot down in the basement, and then we kind of submitted that. And my daughter, 10 years old, she's trying to think of a birthday present, so she gives me a present yesterday, and it's a coupon book where she says that I can change the channel whenever I want to. She has to stop whining for 24 hours. All these kind of coupons that I could use. What a great present. So I think these are some of the things that we probably wouldn't be doing. We probably wouldn't have the time and the thought to put into it. So I love that word reset and just kind of get back to the values.
So when the kids are in bed, are you getting after, you know, Ozark, Tiger King, anything else? What are you doing?
Yeah, Ron, so I finished Tiger King. And you know what? I died out in the middle of Ozark season two when it was going on. I just got a little busy. So what I did is I restarted season two, and I'm watching that to brush up on things before we get season three going. But I hear it's pretty good.
Very nice. Hey, let's touch on some of the other things that are going on around hockey with no hockey going on. First of all, it seemed like Jake Walman had been kind of deleted from the Blues prospect list, but he does win the American Specialty AHL Man of the Year Award down in San Antonio this year.
Yeah, and Brian McCormick, who does a great job with the PR down there, he tweeted, and this guy would know more than the rest of us, that Jake Walman was a guy who just said yes every single time you asked him to do something in the community. You know, media respect those types of guys, as do fans. And the one thing, interesting enough, I was just talking to Doug Armstrong a couple days ago about the prospects, and Jake Walman's name came up. I'll have a story, I think it'll be out tomorrow at The Athletic, about the switch from San Antonio to Springfield, Mass. Next year, the Blues affiliate. And Jake Walman, he said, was a player who really developed last year, made his biggest improvement on the ice, Randy. And Doug Armstrong said, the way that you monitor how prospects are playing, you judge it by how many people call about that player. And he said that a number of teams called about Jake Walman last year. So Jake getting it done on and off the ice.
JR, I don't want to give up your entire piece because I want everybody to go to The Athletic and check it out, but who are some of the other guys that they were receiving calls on? I think it's a good time to kind of remind people about the guys that are in the AHL and the guys that are still trying to make it up to St. Louis.
Yeah, a couple of names, and he only referenced Walman in terms of getting more calls on than usual, but he said that last year was a good development year for guys like Nico Mikkola, who we did see up here at the NHL for a cup of coffee. They real high on him, signed him to the one-way contract, so he'll be in St. Louis next year. And he also touched on Clem Costin. I know there's always tons of questions about when he's going to get his chance to play up here. And, you know, they felt like San Antonio was a good development time for Clem Costin. So those are the names that that Doug touched on.
You know, when you sit back and think about it, JR, does it feel like it's been since March 11th that we've actually seen a Blues game?
It seems like an eternity. It really does. And, you know, I remember sitting with Jim Thomas. We were at a restaurant at lunch that day prior to the Blues game in Anaheim. And I said, you know, Jim, this game could be canceled tonight. And they went ahead and played it. And at the time, that was before the NBA player news came out that he had tested positive. So it didn't seem that strange that they were going to play the game. But I remember just being on that plane home from Anaheim and just not really panic, but you could tell that people were starting to freak out at that point. And just seems like a million years ago. So yeah, I've been listening to the show today, and I agree with you guys. It is going to be, you know, what they're going to have to go through to get back playing these games. I mean, I agree with you. They're going to have to test everybody, and you know, I don't know if you're going to have fans right away. I don't know how, like you guys were saying, you can have people work with the team, and you know, those people are going to have to be monitored. It's just going to be unreal, and that's why I feel like, and we've been talking about this the past couple weeks, you know, I just feel like there's slim chance for hockey to come back this year.
Jeremy Rutherford with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. JR, the Athletics hockey prospect guy, Corey Promen, has an interesting piece up about the farm systems and the ability of teams to evaluate young players to get them into their farm systems, and a lot of respect apparently around the league for the Blues.
Yeah, I saw that. The Blues that got votes in terms of the teams mentioned among the top teams for being able to draft and develop players. And I think that's rightly deserved. I think over the years, you know, the Blues haven't had many high picks. And when they did, you know, they had a number four overall. They got Alex Pietrangelo. You know, looking back on that Eric Johnson draft years ago, we're talking, obviously, maybe that one didn't pan out like you'd hope with the number one overall pick. But I think Jarmo Kekalainen, what he started and what Bill Armstrong has been able to take over on the amateur side, I mean, you're looking at a number of talented players here, the Jordan Kyrous, the Robert Thomases that are coming up. So they've done a great job. And then Bill Armstrong, who doubles as their assistant GM and director of amateur scouting, he was also mentioned as one of the top evaluators. So a good overall article about what the St. Louis Blues are doing scouting-wise.
Yeah, JR, that's funny because we keep talking about the NFL draft is coming up soon, Major League Baseball draft. They've made some concessions there, can shorten it to about five rounds, and people are a little bit upset about it. And it's putting a lot of evaluators, a lot of scouts in a hole, but we haven't talked too much about the NHL because we've been more focused on the season. But how big of a hole are these guys in with this stoppage?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. You can't do your job. And Doug Armstrong touched on it the other day, guys, where he said that, you know, when they want to scout players, they want to scout the entire game. They want to see, you know, what he's like late in a shift, what he's like, do the coaches trust him to put him out on the ice late in a game? And you just don't get that from watching the video because it's pretty condensed. So it's difficult. It's going to be a strange draft. I think the NHL is going to follow the lead of the NFL and try to see what they do, but they've already canceled the actual event in Montreal. Whether they do it video conference, however they do it, you know, that's the only way they're going to be able to do it at this point. But it's going to make everybody's job different. And just think about all the careers that are going to change as a result. Maybe a team drafts this guy instead of that guy, and he gets the right fit with the team he went to. I think this could have a wide-ranging effect on what happens with a lot of players.
Well, since we can't have actual human beings on the ice playing hockey against each other, the Blues are settling for the next best thing, and that's NHL 20, an e-sports competition. So give us all the details of that, what's going on, and whether or not you would get smoked by all these high school kids that are going to play.
Well, I don't have many details. I did see that they are doing it, so I'll have to read up on that. But as far as me getting smoked, definitely. You know, I haven't been a video game guy. I just haven't. But I broke down, and we bought the PlayStation a couple weeks ago. And my son, who I've told you guys a lot about, 7 years old, I was warned that probably after a few games, he would be able to beat me. They just pick it up quicker. And But I never did win. Like, he won the first one, and I'm still looking for that first W. So it's been fun, and but, yeah, I don't want to be in any sort of competition.
So, JR, are you saying that you've been holding out getting the PlayStation all this time? Has your son been trying and begging you to please get one, and finally he had a reason to make you go do it?
Yeah, he did. And what's mm-hmm. funny, too, is he's got a little money that he saved up from birthdays and things. And so I'll say, hey, let's go up and get, the show, baseball. And he goes, no, how about you get it? I'm going to save my money for something different. but yeah, hey, could you buy these games? So I think we're up to 3 games now. And, man, I can't wait till they're off the payroll.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen here, JR. It's going to be the exact same thing that happened when my parents finally got me a dog, because I begged for a dog forever. And in 5th grade, they finally surprised me with a dog. But you know what happened? It actually became my mom's dog. So this is going to become your PlayStation. Your son is never going to get a chance to play it, because you're always going to be on it, and you're going to tell him, hey, wait your turn.
Oh, man, it's funny. You know what? It actually has brought something to, a sports writer in me, in terms of, we have to be critical of a goal that's given up. And sometimes I'll lose to my son. And when he scores the game-winning goal, I'll be like, well, I was getting screened, or, that one off the post.
Yeah.
I'm making up all these excuses. And now I know what Jordan Binnington and Jake Allen are really saying after
the game. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Hey, JR, before we let you go, the Blues would have ended their regular season on Saturday, and we'd probably be watching, if it weren't for the coronavirus and everything being shut down, we'd be watching the start of the defense of the Stanley Cup championship either Wednesday or Thursday night.
That's absolutely nuts. And, we don't know what's going to happen, or the Blues going to have a chance to defend it this year. I know people don't like that word, defend, but they are the Stanley Cup champions. But, what's going to play out? I just think they had a great thing going, and after 52 years of never winning a cup, Randy, the chance to win 2 in a row would have been unreal, perhaps. But, not until you looked at the calendar and you saw that this week would have been the playoffs does it really hit you, just how difficult this is to swallow that they're not playing hockey right now. But we totally understand why. Mm-hmm. Bigger things going on that are more important. It's really interesting.
JR, always love having you on. Belated happy birthday. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
See you later. That's our friend and Blues insider from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford, on 101 ESPN. Next up, get your text in to the Air Comfort Service text line at 65780. The Sports Six Pack coming your way on 101 ESPN.